after watching the play, I would assume a few times, is there anything you would change about your position on it or feeling on it?
Man, I'm just leave it at what happened. No, see if I hear something from the league. Nothing I say could help me get that play back. So, just gonna move on from it and wait to hear back from the league.
You haven't heard anything about fine?
Oh yeah.
What do you expect?
Man, I don't know. In this league, and it's so unpredictable. You never know. So, just kind of playing it by ear.
In hindsight, is there anything different after a closer look you could have done? I mean, your coaches really stood by you.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, man, it is what it is. It's over. Nothing I said, dude, could, help me get that play back. So I'm just moving on from it.
Was it nice, though, to have you come back out again a couple of days later after reviewing the film and just really stand up there and see you?
Oh, yeah, that's always nice, But, I'd rather the flag not be thrown than, coach coming to my defense, but... you can't do nothing about it now. You just got to take it on the chin and move on.
But you said it was the right call after the game. Do you still feel that way after you watched it?
I mean, like I said, I'm going to just leave it alone. Mm-hmm. Wait till I hear something back from the league.
Hey, Pat, do you feel like this team's fighting harder than ever?
We've been fighting. Now it's just, we know our opportunities, are coming to an end with, how many opportunities we have to get a win. We have 5 more games left. So, I would imagine, we all are, digging deeper than, we have in the past just because we know the season is nearing its end.
Could you ever have imagined 0-11?
Not really, but, you can't dwell on that too much. We all know our record. We all know we got to do the changes. It's just going about doing
it. I know you guys want to win every single time you step out there, but you just said it. Opportunities are running out, so... any sense of urgency increasing at all?
Naturally. But at the end of the day, man, we all been trying to go out there and play our best ball. Our ball haven't rolled our way, 11 weeks. But at the end of the day, man, you just got to control what you can control. And that's how hard you play. And that's how hard you, prepare. So, that's where our mindsets are.
Does this feel like a critical point for the defense? You guys have been playing so well for so long, but then Detroit, they scored on you in the second half, and Cincinnati was able to put 30 up on you guys.
Mm-hmm. We just, like I always say, man, every time, every time there's a touchdown, more times than not, we beat ourselves. This Sunday, they had a couple earned plays, where they just flat out scored the ball on us. But, there's been times in the past or throughout the season where, we've given up some easy touchdowns just based off miscommunications or not being aligned properly. We're definitely trying to cut down on those mistakes. And, those guys get paid, too. They make an earned play, they earn one, then, so be it. We come back out next time and, try to limit them. But, we're definitely trying to limit those, easy points that we, give opponents.
For you, did it feel like, obviously the hit play and then the interception, we talked about after the game. Did that feel like the most chances you had to make plays this season?
I feel like early on in the season, I had a couple chances. But, this game definitely by far was, the most opportunities I've had to, make a play based off, teams just, going deep. While I'm in the post, playing the true post, things like that. I should have had a pick, but kind of got too excited and jumped it a little too early. But, but to answer your question, yes, it was the most opportunities I've had since, I believe, in the season.
Does that give you excitement moving forward? More
definitely, definitely. Especially the games we do have. They all good quarterbacks. Like to go vertical, especially this upcoming one. So, definitely looking forward to that.
When you play a guy like Phillip that has seen everything, as a safety, what can you do to try to disguise something?
Just manipulate, what we're doing or disguising what we're in. I know he thinks I'm young, so he's gonna, try to, read me for clues, but. You know, I know what defense we're in. He doesn't. So it's up to me to show him what we want him to see and, you know, play accordingly that way. You know, he's been, you know, doing this for a while. So, you know, I have to be, you know, real crafty with, you know, how we do it and how, you know, I go about disguising what we're in. But, you know, I'm going to find a way.
And how do you think he's been playing lately and just what have you seen on
film? He's been playing great. You know, his guys have been catching the ball great for him, making plays after the catch. You know, they got change of pace back, who was really good, comes in. So, you know, we just got to be on our keys, be great man-to-man and great tacklers. You know, just try to manipulate what he sees and, you know, give ourselves a shot to win this game.
How weird do you have to be of Travis Benjamin's speed? I mean, he played here for a while, not a ton of guys left, but yep. I mean, he's one of the faster guys.
You know, anytime you have a, you know, a speed guy who can, you know, make guys miss, you know, you have to be alert. But, you know, they also have Keenan Allen, too. So, you know, we can't, you know, just show him, you know, that much attention and not Keenan. But, you know, we're confident in the guys we have here. You know, we know week in and week out who our matchups are and, you know, how can we combat what they like to do or, you know, their favorite thing to do. So, you know, we're just going about it as a normal week. You know, he's not the first fast receiver we've played. You know, he is fast. You know, they say they call him Rabbit around here, so... you know, you don't get that name for any reason. You know, we're definitely aware of them, but, you know, they have a lot of guys who have to be aware for us. So, you know, you just got to be pretty balanced all the way around.
What kind of tests have Melvin Gordon
with you guys? You know, we've seen a lot of great backs. You know, it's a lot of great backs in this league. So, you know, we feel as though, you know, we just got to clean up some things in the run game. You know, we let some things slip away last week, you know, that were uncharacteristic of us. But, you know, we're looking to get back on track this week. And, you know, he's one of the better backs in the league. So we're going to try to, you know, make our case to the league that, you know, we did, in fact, get better and correct those things that, you know, we exploited last week.
What's part of that losing Ago?
I mean, you know, it's the next man up mentality. You know, we believe in each guy that, you know, takes a field. You know, each guy has an assignment and a job to do. And if you're out there, we expect you to do that job. So it doesn't matter who's in.